This is the Voice Podcast Network.
Welcome to Post Pitch, a bi-weekly podcast that dives a little deeper into an article published in this week's print issue of the Georgetown Voice. Today, I'm interviewing our writer, Alex Lally, to learn more about her voice's piece on the term coquette. Please enjoy. I'm so happy to have you on Post Pitch this week, and this article immediately grabbed my eye because we've been seeing the term coquette everywhere.
Yes.
For almost a month now. For our listeners who may not know, the trend coquette is where many people are kind of putting little bows on absolutely everything.
Yes.
Alex, you say in your article, from Britas to headphones, boyfriends, and even chicken nuggets.
Yes.
And that's very true. We're seeing that everywhere online. When it was snowing on campus a few weeks ago, I saw some bows on a snowman, which is really cute.
Wait, that's so sweet.
Yeah. But your article works to explain the actual roots of the trend, and I am someone who has been following it and I didn't even know about those roots. So would you introduce yourself and your article to our listeners?
Yeah, of course. I'm Alex Lally. I'm a freshman in the college, and I think the main reason I wanted to write this article is because, like, I definitely saw, like, a dissonance between what I perceived as coquette and then what I saw other people perceiving as it. Like, I just remember my friend was, like, sending me videos of her putting bows on, like, her Brita and things like that, and I was like, this is so interesting, but also, like, I can't stop thinking about this, like, very disturbing novel that I read in, like, junior year summer. I don't know why I made that decision. I was like, I'll read Lolita, because it's a classic. It's Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov, and I was intrigued, but then when I read it, I was really disturbed, because it essentially is kind of the epitome of, like, what coquette is. It's coquette essentially defines, like, a young girl who is acting seductively towards men and is kind of using her feminine whims and her looks and appearances to attract older men and kind of entrap them. It's very, like, it very much vilifies younger women, which is obviously completely unjust because they're minors and they have no way of knowing what their effect is on men. And honestly, even women who aren't minors shouldn't really have any responsibility for that.
Like, exactly.
And I think also the term coquette definitely implies that these older men are going to be preying on these younger women because they're, you know, so infatuated by them. And so it has a really predatory and disturbing history that I feel like is completely unreflected in the trend, which I definitely found really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned in the article that the term coquette came, you know, it's been around since, like, the 1600s, and but the main character in that book, Lolita, that you mentioned, was only 12 years old.
Yes.
And, like, narrated by a middle-aged man. Like, it's very disturbing.
It is.
And those are, like, the uncomfortable and dark roots of the trend right now.
Exactly.
But it seems like the trend has kind of shifted recently. Like, that doesn't seem to be what the trend is getting at anymore. Mm-hmm. So would you kind of explain what that means?
Yes.
And what that means for us as women?
Yeah, I think that my view of the trend is that it's essentially, at its core, kind of an aesthetic. I think that it's an aesthetic of, like, pink and bows and a youthful fashion. And I think that, like, I had a weird, like, reaction to it initially of, like, oh, is it strange that we're, like, you know, dressing in, like, kind of a more young, like, infantile way and, like, kind of hyper-feminizing everything. But then I kind of backtracked and thought to myself, like, well, what's really wrong with that? Like, is there anything inherent about femininity, about a youthful look, that is bad? And I really realized that, like, the idea of coquette is something that's completely a male projection. It's has nothing to do with women. Women have no intent of attracting men like that or asking to be preyed on. That's not something that can really be done. And so I think I've realized that it was an interesting shift from kind of constantly having the male gaze in mind to just doing something for fun, doing something because it's pretty and it makes you feel happy and it makes you feel good. And I don't think we really have any obligation to acknowledge, like, the men in this conversation. I don't think that it's really, like, something that needs to be said, because I think that girls should be able to dress how they want and act how they want and look how they want and not feel scared of the consequences.
Absolutely. It's really, like, a way of reclaiming that kind of feminine aesthetic, I think, for ourselves. And, I mean, I always think back, and it makes me kind of sad. Like, when I was younger, I was very uncomfortable, like, appearing feminine. Like, I didn't like to wear pink and, like, wear dresses. And I wanted to, you know, kind of hang out with the guys and whatever. Like, I wasn't comfortable with that image. And I think it's because I affiliated being feminine as being weak, and that really shows like the power that society's narrative can play, like even when you're that young.
That's really fascinating.
I mean, this new version is like I said a way of reclaiming it, and I think that's really beautiful. But I wanted to ask, do you see this new like recharacterization of the word coquette as replacing the old one, or are they coexisting, or like how do you see that moving forward?
I think this was something that I was grappling with while writing it. I was kind of finding myself wondering whether I should kind of condemn other acknowledgements of femininity and their associations with coquette as playing into those projections onto women. Someone like, I feel like Lana Del Rey, I talk about her a lot in my article, of like, I think that people sometimes get a little disturbed by her music because they think, oh, she is just playing into the male fantasy and she's taking on the female manipulator and she's a bad image for women and she's glorifying it. But I think I have this belief that like someone like Lana, such a, I guess, reputable artist, knows what she's doing and understands that she's trying to make a message. She's trying to give a fuller picture of those male projections and how they've impacted women. And I think that that is very useful. But at the same time, I think if you give so much attention to the suffering and the pain and just the weight that the male gaze has put onto femininity, you kind of lose what femininity could be for women. Yeah. It shouldn't just exist as something that has been tainted. It should be something that can be like pure and reborn. And I think that that's what Coquette is doing. It's saying, okay, yes, we have this dark history, but also femininity can coexist on its own, and it can be like its own idea and empowerment for women. And I think that that is just really great. I've been really happy to just see this general reclamation of like femininity and I guess girlhood generally in the past year. It's been really nice, and so I'm very happy about it.
It has been beautiful, and there's definitely a fine line between acknowledging like the impacts of the male gaze, but then also somehow reframing the conversation back around that, and that's something that we shouldn't be doing. But my last question is just, is there anything that you wanted to include in this article that just didn't fit in the word count?
I think there definitely is. I think that while I'm supportive of the coquette aesthetic and its reclamation, I, kind of backtracking on myself, do have like questions about why we feel the need to kind of like aestheticize femininity. I guess I understand its point in terms of like creating a concrete movement for reclamation, but there's a part of me that has just seen all these trends over like Instagram and TikTok of just like creating a very concrete narrative for femininity and like almost like giving women the space to like be feminine, when really I just think it should be something that is like natural to them. I don't think that it has to exist in kind of a fantasy of femininity or like a fantasy of girlhood. Like, I think it's so interesting that in the last year, like with Barbie and all these kind of things coming out that like allowed women to embrace girlhood, it just made me question like, why has that been something that we've been so hesitant about? And so
like, why do we need permission?
Exactly. So I think that's something
that maybe that's the next article,
perhaps. Who maybe knows?
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on Post Pitch. And to our readers, make sure to check out Alex's article in this week's issue of The Voice, and check out the rest of our podcasts on georgetownvoice.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you.